All right, guys, welcome. This is Greg Caesar from theadwordsdominator.com, and today we're going to be talking about CPAs and how to use CPA offers in the CPA networks to make money. And with me on the line here, we have none other than Keith Baxter, Mr. CPA King, and the owner of Modern Click. And so, Keith, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the CPA network and all that good stuff.
Hey, no problem. First of all, thanks for having me here, Greg. Every time we get on the phone, we always have some kind of killer little session, so I'm sure that this is going to be exactly like the others we've done in the past, so this is going to be fun. As you already said, my name is Keith Baxter. I own the CPA network, modernclick.com. And Modern Click's been around since late 2004. And let me kind of tell you the events which led up to that. Started my first online business back in 1998, sold it in 2003, and in the process, in those 5 years, learned a lot about marketing, learned a lot about how to make money and how not to make money, did a lot of testing, and believe it or not, didn't follow any. Really, back then, there were no real gurus out there, so there really wasn't anybody to learn from. As a matter of fact, for years, the only course I ever had was from Corey Rudel, and that was the only course that I had for years.
And I had that one, too.
Yeah, it was the first place that I got started. So, you know, when it came down to advertising and figuring it all out, a lot of it was just trial and error and a lot of money spent. So, that's kind of the bottom line. So the business sold in 2003, and I was just kind of in limbo, but I had this knowledge, so I at least knew, you know, how to take somebody's offer and make some money with it. And, you know, at the time, CPA, you know, networks or, you know, CPA offers, cost per lead offers, you know, more specifically, and zip code submits were really, you know, those were new to the environment at the time, and it was revolutionary that you could enter a zip code or enter an email address or just have somebody complete a form, oftentimes really no more than 5 or 6 fields, and get paid fairly substantially for it. So, you know, somebody could fill out, you know, 6 or 7 fields, and I would get paid $15 to $20. Well, you know, the beauty of that was, one, no credit card was required. Two, you could really really hone your marketing into specifically the type of customer that you were looking for that would fill that field out. So, you know, just as an example, if you're driving leads for, say, you know, dental insurance or whatever, it was very easy to target that market rather than, you know, with a lot of mass market products that you're going to promote, you know, you really have to go wide. And oftentimes you're really surprised at who the real buyers are for that market, and then you hone in. With this type of advertising, it was easy to start from really a place of profitability in many cases because the market was easily identified, very easy. So that's really how I got started. Started making a substantial income from just driving, you know, driving visitors to these offers. And one day, you know, I was just, you know, in some kind of mastermind that I was involved with. I've always been a part of different masterminds. And somebody, you know, had mentioned that, yeah, you know, the way these networks work is they take about 20% of, you know, they broker, you know, between the advertisers and the publishers. And, you know, they keep about a 20 to 50% spread somewhere around there. And kind of got a bit of a insight on the inner workings of how these networks worked at the time, and, you know, a light bulb went off in my head, and I was like, holy Toledo, so you're telling me that if I had a network that I ran the same traffic to the same offers that I could get a 20% bump in revenue? And pretty much the answer to that was yes. It, not quite that, you know, simple, but, I mean, that was the bottom line is, you know, if I had my own network, then I become the broker in essence, but I also controlled the traffic and I could get a better relationship with advertisers so I could negotiate a better rate or work with other networks and just what they call cross-publish offers and run them at a better rate. And, well, to me, that was a no-brainer. The, license to Direct Track at the time, it's definitely changed these days, but at the time it was only $500 a month. And, my revenues were in a 20% increase, came out to be a bit more than $500 a month. So I did it. I jumped in, had to figure out the whole game, and ran my own traffic, just had the network license and just ran my own traffic for a long time. Then something happened, and quite frankly, I couldn't tell you when this happened. Publishers started finding ModernClick and signing up, and all of a sudden, I went from being not prepared to be a network to being forced to be a network pretty darn fast because, quite frankly, it was just me and my wife at the time. I was running all the traffic myself, so I had no need for affiliate managers, for, financial, people. I just had no need for anything, no need for any employees. And I was forced to figure out that part of the game pretty fast because this is a customer service intensive business. And we had no customer support in place for anything. So,
wow.
Yeah, so, fast forward a couple of years, now we have 9,000 publishers and about 100 active offers at any point in time on the network, and relationships with just about every player in the CPA world. So it's turned into be an interesting business. Along the way, within that, I will tell you that, and this is something that maybe we'll be covering on this call, and I'll just leave it at this, it's perhaps one of the dirtiest businesses online, in that if you are not prepared, even being a publisher, if you're not prepared for the worst of this industry, you can be taken for quite a bit. So we can get into certainly some of that, because it's the preparation and the understanding of really what I consider to be dirty business practices, which in many cases has prevented my company from growing. I have a very difficult time just doing what some of the networks do. So we'll get into that, and we'll talk about some business practices. So that's,
okay.
That's where we are today. We're 5 years in operation. So.
Well, congratulations, man. That's not a small feat to go from just getting started to getting that big. So congratulations to you on that success.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, let's also, as you were explaining everything, I'm saying to myself, oh, that's great. And I realized there's going to be people who are not as far along as we are or some of the readers, not readers, but listeners are. And they're going to say, what in the heck is a CPA? What exactly are these two crazy guys talking about? Take a second and explain exactly what CPA is.
That's a very common question. And the easiest way to say this, well, first of all, let's define what CPA is, because it's certainly not certified public accountant. and when I speak to my CPA, my certified public accountant, about my business, and I start using words like CPA, he gets very confused very fast. So, in our world, this stands for CPA stands for cost per acquisition, or cost per action is a more common term used. And that is often referred to as you get paid when an action is accomplished. So let's just define what falls under the CPA, guidelines. So cost per action, you have cost per sale, which is often referred to as CPS. Those are when somebody you as an affiliate, in this conversation, publisher and affiliate, those two terms are interchangeable. So somebody who is an affiliate goes out and makes a sale for an advertiser, and then the advertiser pays them. That would be a CPS, a cost per sale type campaign. Where the industry really separates itself from traditional affiliate networks, all affiliate networks for the most part do CPS type campaigns. CPL, cost per lead, that is the exact type of campaigns that I got started with. These are when somebody comes in, fills out a form, generates a lead for a company, the company then pays them. Those are cost per lead campaigns. There's other types of campaigns that are a little less, you don't really see them as often anymore. That's cost per click, CPC, cost per click campaigns, where that's much like AdWords, where somebody visits a site, clicks a link, and of course you get paid as a result of that. There is pay-per-call, PP, and I'll say pay-per-call instead of PPC, because pay-per-call is where a company will publish a telephone number. You as an affiliate generates traffic to a page with that phone number on it. The desired action is when somebody calls that telephone number and it's routed to a call center. When that call is made, you then get paid. So that's that's a pay-per-call, or that's how that's commonly referred to. Then there's click-per-call, which is another campaign type, and that is when, say, there is a telephone number listed on a website or whatnot, and somebody clicks on it, and then the call is manually routed to two parties, the party that clicked the link and the party that wants to have the call. And when that connection is made, you, the person who drove the traffic to that page with that phone number on it that then got clicked, get, you get paid as well, and the advertiser pays you. So those are the types. The easiest way to look at a CPA network is as a hybrid affiliate network, meaning that CPA networks can oftentimes encompass all or many of those campaign types that I just relayed to you. So.
Okay. Now, I would say one of the top questions that I receive from people is, hey, I'm just starting out, or I've been selling online, doing other stuff, have not been in the CPAs. They're having a difficult time getting approved. So what do you say to someone who is trying to get approved into a CPA network? What can they say? What can they do to get approved and not get rejected over and over?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. One, have your own website and be legitimate. I mean, that's most of the networks go through a fraud screening process, meaning they'll call you, they'll check out your website, they'll check into you a little bit more if any, if they feel, weird about you and for whatever reason. But, for us, if you just, don't come at us from a place of trickery, meaning that your website's not a blog spot, it's not a blogger.com site, or it's not a hub pages site, it's not a Squidoo lens, but it's a legitimate, domain, and you are a legitimate business, and your domain's just not, text that says this is a domain, I mean, I hate to say this, but look at your, if you were a network and you wanted people to represent you, what would you want them to have? And it's just be legitimate. Be able to, show that you know how to drive traffic, be able to show that you have your own domain, little $8 investment, that you have a nice site on it. Some of the nicest sites that I see, if our affiliate managers get backlogged on the approval process, I'll step in and start taking a look at some applications. Some of the most beautiful sites I see are WordPress sites, and it's easy to set up a WordPress site and put legitimate content on it. So, from my standpoint, I almost approve all of those. If the front end smells good, oftentimes I don't even have to investigate the back end, meaning I'm not even going to call you. If you present yourself, nice and fine in the beginning. So, corporate style sites look good. Rich content sites look good. Show that you actually know something. Don't send me a site with a bunch of, in this industry, people call them PLR, private label rights, articles and stuff. Just, oftentimes nonsensical and really, cruddy type articles. Make useful content. Q&A type content. For example, if you had a blog and it was all, and the whole blog was set up in a Q&A format, and your industry was, say, dental insurance or, dentistry or whatever, and, the first question that I see is, how do I find a dental insurance that won't break the budget? And then you have a full, well-researched article there with, links in, within that article pointing to CPA offers. Man, wow, you are pretty darn targeted to what I'm looking for, so I'm going to approve you. So just come at it, the second you start thinking trickery is the second the networks are going to think, they're trying to trick us. for something. Why? And red
right.
flags are raised. So
now can someone who's not getting any traffic still get approved? So let's say it's someone who they're just finished with our course and they haven't launched their first campaign yet, but they do have and put together a professional site. So can that person typically get approved in some of the networks, or does the networks mostly look for traffic? You know, are you getting 100,000 visitors already?
Yeah, well, yes and no. And here's the second part to that, because our network is, we have a lot of pay-per-click marketers in there. And a lot of pay-per-click marketers do direct linking or use programs that allow them to create landing pages on the fly or enhance the landing pages that are already out there. And many times they don't have a website. And so now that you're, you know, after more scrutiny, but if you have nothing to hide, this is all you have to do is in the URL field, you're going to be asked for your website. So it's the, you know, your website is just going to be, depends on the offer. That's what you're going to put in there. Now, all of those get called, and I'm going to ask you, or I'm not going to ask you, but one of my employees, they're going to ask you, you know, okay, well, I see it says depends on the offer. Explain to us how you want to drive traffic. Oh, well, I just finished Greg Caesar's, you know, pay-per-click, you know, course and his AdWords course. And in that course, you know, he said that, you know, this is how I'm going to do it. Well, I mean, if you use names like, you know, your name, Scott Bulch is one that you know, he had a big, you know, CPA AdWords course. And Gower Chaudhry had another one. And the pay-per-click classroom, some other guys. If you start throwing out, you know, well-known courses on pay-per-click manage, or, you know, pay-per-click, how to run successful pay-per-click campaigns, we're going to probably put you on a watch list, but we're going to approve you. And the first time that you get a check from us and the check's not returned to us, or you don't try to change your contact information in the first month or what something along those lines, then we're going to take you off the watch list and we're going to know that you're a legit advertiser. So, you know, yes, you're going to get a call, but hey, you know, if you have nothing to hide, just tell us how you plan on driving traffic and everything will be fine.
Oh, that's good to hear, because, you know, I had someone ask me, they said, well, can I throw your name around? Will that help me? I said, my name ain't going to get you anything, but maybe it will.
Well, no, I mean, if somebody's familiar with you, yeah, absolutely it will.
Yeah. So here's another big question. I think how to get in, and this one here were the top two that we got, which is, how do you pick a good CPA offer to promote? What are some of the criteria they should look for? How do they make that decision? You know, because you may find 30, 40 offers. How do you say this is the one that I want to promote and this is the one where I can make money?
Yeah, I'll tell you that the big secret to that is, you know, oftentimes networks will run, you know, multiple offers within one vertical, a vertical meaning an industry, if you will. So insurance will have several types of insurance offers. You know, education will have, you know, a lot of education offers. BizOp would have a bunch of BizOp offers. You know, there's a couple ways to do this, but and I hate to use this word because it's very generic, but it's also it is what it is, and that is a test. I mean, for you to come in, pick one offer, run some pay-per-click traffic to it, you know, run $50 to it, not make any money, get discouraged, think the whole thing is just nothing but, you know, bull, you're going to be in for a rude awakening because nothing's going to happen for you. Whereas if you take the approach of, well, wow, they have 50 offers, what would happen if I ran $50 to 50 offers? That's an expensive little test, you know, possibly, but you are also going to find your winners in there if you're working the system properly, meaning you're tracking down to the keyword level via sub-ID tracking, which all of the CPA networks offer, so you know which keywords are converting on what offers, and then you drop everything that's not converting, and you ramp up your ad spend on the ones that are, and guess what? You have blanketed the field and have picked out the diamonds. So that is how you make money with this.
Yeah, and I figured testing was going to be the answer that you would give as well. And, you know, the thing is, until you go out and do it, look, you could be, you know, Bill Gates, and you just don't know until you actually go out and throw a campaign on it. And then, you see what happens. Is there any particular industries or verticals that you know of that do better than the others, especially considering pay-per-click traffic?
Yeah, actually, the education industry, those offers oftentimes convert very, very well. The top offer in ModernClick is an offer called freecreditreport.com. Well, I mean, there's mass appeal to that offer. So, depending on, really what's happening in the world at that point in time, can oftentimes dictate what's going to work well. Well, look at what's going on in the world right now. Free credit report actually just caught the com your common sense tells you that that offer should work. So, it's our top offer right now. I mean, if somebody asks me, what should I run? I say run free credit report. That's an awesome offer. Education offers work great in the summertime. Biz ops are, that's big year round. Everybody wants to make extra money. And the nice thing about biz op is, a lot of people confuse biz op and internet marketing, and they hear, warrior special offers and silly terms like that. When biz op, real biz op, that's 30 million people interested in that industry. So, the guys that come into the CPA world, oh, sorry, I'm lighting a candle in my office at the moment. I like to have a nice smell in office. So I hope that's not too weird. But the people in the CPA world really know how to create offers and really know how to monetize those offers well. So that is biz op oftentimes works very, very well. And just actually I'd say just about everything will work. It's just a matter of how you promote it, the keywords that you choose, the amount of traffic that you drive to it, really watching your conversions. But the industry, if I had to pick one industry, I would say education probably is one of the highest performers. Individual offers, one of the highest performers is free credit report, followed closely by biz op. So.
And that's using pay-per-click traffic?
Using pay-per-click traffic, yep. And I'm talking, I mean, what I've just told you is what works out of my own network, and that's primarily pay-per-click marketers. That's why I'm telling you that. Now, let me tell you about the form of traffic that's most common to CPA networks, and that's email traffic. Any of the multi-gazillionaire type publishers or, affiliates in this industry, you ask them, how do you drive your traffic? And, these people will say, well, I do, 4 or 5 email drops a day. Oh, wow, how big's your list? Oh, I don't know, 25, 30 million people. So, I mean,
Wow.
that's where the big money's made. But, pay-per-click marketers, I know several seven and I know a couple of 8-figure a year pay-per-click marketers in this industry. So that's So yeah, pretty interesting stuff there.
Wow, that's impressive. Believe me, I'm actually taking notes on some of the things you're saying here, and one of them I was hoping you didn't say, but I guess everyone's going to know about the education thing.
Oh yeah, well that's just a great. I mean, and the beauty of education is there is enough to go around. And let me tell you, and I'm just gonna, this is going to be a golden nugget of this call because most people don't think about this. When you're running, pay-per-click campaigns. In essence, if you're running, especially if you're running education offers, now what keyword, Greg, obviously comes to your mind when you're running education offers?
Probably, and when you say education, you're talking about, like those college.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, so I would be thinking, MBA, I'd be thinking education or maybe, University of Phoenix or something like that.
No, those are great keywords. Now let me give a little more specific because this is gold. Think every single high school name, every single college name, every single city where that high school or college is located. Those are all keywords.
High school, really?
Well, you can think about this. Think about this. A lot of, preparatory schools. People are planning their college careers into high school. So you may not get as much traffic as that as you will on the college names, online, anything that has to do with online colleges. But you know, just for an example, you know, for instance, you know, here in Houston, there's University of Houston. University of Houston would be a keyword. While preparing for my campaign, I went to a school here in Houston called Westfield High School. So Westfield High School would also be a keyword. Now, am I going to get much traction on those individual key terms? Probably not. But as the whole, depending on how wide I wanted to go with this campaign, those are keywords that would definitely be in the initial test. They may be filtered out, but they may not be. And you just don't know until you do it.
You know something? You are absolutely right on the city names, because someone who, like, for example, I went to University of Connecticut. And University of Connecticut's in stores. So one of the first things you're going to do when you're looking at a school is you want to research the town. What's the town like? So I would have gone in and typed in stores.
There you go.
Wow, that's actually a very good idea then. And believe me, I'm going to be testing my education campaign.
Well, let me tell you the difference between somebody that tests at that to that level and somebody that doesn't. It's a lot more work, and depending on the tools that you're using, it's a lot more work from both the analysis and the setting up standpoints. But you will often be able to get into and focus on terms that none of the other pay-per-click marketers have even thought about. Thus, your cost per click is going to be next to nothing. You know, I mean, you're talking, you know, 10-cent clicks here. So that's, you know, that's huge. I mean, especially in the education field, when you go for the broader terms, you're talking about $4 or $5 per click.
Wow.
So that's a good little, it's a tip. It just depends on whether or not you want to use that tip.
Oh, I'm definitely going to be using it.
Very, very cool. Very cool.
So now, do you... when you're looking at doing an offer, or if you were looking to promote an offer, would you be focusing on things that have the larger payouts or some of the smaller things that may only be paying out $1 or $1.50? And again, this is considering pay-per-click traffic.
Yeah, no. If I'm focusing on pay-per-click, I'm definitely not going to go for and a lot of, you know, I know a lot of very wealthy pay-per-click marketers do this, but I don't I think it's very difficult to make the $1 and $1.50 payout offers work profitably. It's all a matter of scale if you can make them work profitably. How much traffic are you really able to get? I say $10 on up are offers that I would personally look for. While that's probably more of a lazy approach, it's also, for me, it's easier to tap into an offer that's going to be profitable earlier on without a whole lot of revision, rather than $1 or $1.50, where you don't have a whole lot of leg room. Say your cost per click is 20, 25 cents. I mean, you're looking for every four clicks, you have to make an action. Well, how fast do you need to optimize that campaign before you're losing your butt, you know? So it's but with a $10 payout and, say, the same 20, 25-cent click, now, you know, you have up to, you know, 40 actions before you have to have a you know, 40 clicks before you have to have a profitable action, you know.
And at that $10 level, is that going to be a CPA or CPS?
It could be either. It could be either. It's either going to be a low-paying CPS, or it's going to be, you know, a CPA that has multiple fields that need to be completed. Whereas the $1 to $1.50 payout offers are just going to be an email or a zip submit. So there's a trade-off. The question is can you make an action? Can you make a campaign profitable every four clicks? I mean, or every five clicks? Or if you're able to get your cost per click down, you have a highly, highly optimized campaign, and that same click now costs you 10 cents. Well, now you may be able to make a $1 or $1.50 campaign profitable, because now all you have to do is have one action for every 10 clicks. And so that gets to that I cannot stress enough to get, you know, great quality scores. You know, anything lower than that, you're paying more money. So get great quality scores, really hone in and keep your campaigns clean and tight. drop your unprofitable keywords and drop them fairly quickly, mind you. The more unprofitable keywords that you have, that's just more drainage that's coming out of your account that, you know, you have to figure out where to make that up from somewhere. So, you know, it's easier to drop the losers that are costing you money, spend more money on the keywords that are making you more money, and work on, and, you know, I tell you, man, I see this all day long, multivariate or just split test your landing page, because that's probably the one area that most people just neglect. So they just think that they can, you know, use whatever, you know, the landing page of the CPA offer and think that's just good enough. And if you had the mentality of, is this just good enough, you're going to get just good enough results. So,
well, you brought up, number one, a good segue, and number two, something else you said that I thought was brilliant. See, I'm big on the way that you think and the way that you look at things. And what you said is most people will look at their campaigns in terms of, well, this is 10 cents per click or this is 25 cents per click. But you said something to me that was just revolutionary, which is don't look at it as, you know, your cost per click, but look at your campaigns in terms of, can I get an action every 25 clicks?
Right.
You know, or can I get the action for every 25 cents? Or whatever it was you said. But it just revolutionizes the way that you think about your campaign. And it's very different than worrying about what am I paying. It's what am I getting is what you want to focus on.
Right.
Now, the segue, landing page. Now, I'm big on, you know, if you're doing affiliate stuff, you got to set up your own page. Are you saying the same thing for CPA? And what is the process by, if I am creating my own landing page, what should I do on that landing page? And how do I then get that to transpire into an action on the CPA page?
Yeah, depending on how you look at this, this could be, I'll tell you two ways here, because the way I do it could be looked at, it just depends on how you look at it. I use a couple of tools. I use, you know, tracking tools. I use a tool called Affiliate Profit. I use another tool called Prosper 202. For my landing page, though, and I use those for tracking, for my landing pages, I use a piece of software that I help launch the marketplace called LPGen. LPGen, everybody still says that that's a short-term solution. 2 years later, it still works. So I don't know, you know, if it's still a short-term solution or not, but it puts keyword-rich it just hides keyword-rich content on a landing page. So it makes a page very relevant to the topic, no matter where you're, you know, what offer you're sending that traffic to. That's probably not the best way for somebody to get started. Best way for somebody to get started, in my opinion, is this: buy a domain, go out and pick your topic. You know, pick your topic, register your domain, throw up a WordPress blog, go over to a company called Articles, and that's ARTIC. How do I spell article? Anyway, it's Articles with a C at the very end of it, and I'm just not I'm half not here.
I just signed up with those guys too last week.
Oh, articles.com, great service. $6 an article. Hire them to write about 4 articles, maybe 2 or 3 mini posts and a couple little blurbs that are topical to whatever you're going to promote. A few days later, you're going to get some articles back. You're going to populate your blog. But the kicker is that you're going to have – now, mind you, that's going to be your underlying content, your homepage content, because you can set your, you know, your static page to be your homepage. You can set a blog page to be your homepage. I set the articles, one of the articles, as being the blog, or I'll just create a page called blog and set that to the blog, post all of those articles into the blog. But then I'll create another page, which is going to be my home page, and this is hopefully the landing page that everybody comes to, and is the landing page that everybody is going to the one that I'm going to promote heavily. And on this page, I'm going to write what's called a pre-sell. I am going to show people a process and interweave it with solutions that are related to CPA offers. I'll give you an example because I think examples are a big deal. While this one does not focus on CPA offers directly out of networks, you will see the process of these of a promotion of affiliate programs. So in this situation, you can just take out, you know, replace it with off, you know, CPA offers. It doesn't really matter. But go to nothingheldback.com, just nothingheldback.com, and you're going to see a five-page pre-sale with links, you know, just in certain places throughout the throughout this pre-sale. The pre-sale explains a problem and gives you a solution without anything held back. It tells you everything. But there are links placed throughout this pre-sale that it does a very good job of saying, oh yeah, and hey, this is the tool that I use. Well, let's say you're doing this for you know, for a car insurance promotion. Well, you could come at it from, you know, you're somebody that's just researched cars for the last 3 days, and these are your findings, and you put that down. Now, mind you, you have got to know something about, and I believe this is true for anything that you promote. You've got to know something about what you're promoting. Maybe it's you actually go through the offer yourself and get familiar with what they're asking. Takes time. And actually, this is a situation where partnerships may not even be a bad idea. And, you know, your partner is responsible for actually going through and writing the pre-sales while you set up the campaigns. One of the biggest issues when doing a, you know, mass pay-per-click campaigns and managements yourself is just the time it takes to do everything properly. I mean, you can do everything yourself you can certainly do everything yourself. But the way that I do it requires research, requires mass testing. And when you're setting up a blog like this, you know, it's really difficult to do really more than one every couple days. Now, with that, the caveat to that is LPGen, which I've already mentioned, that does allow you to test pretty fast. And in most cases, you do get a great score. But if you want to guarantee yourself a great score, follow the blog strategy. And if you're really going to spend some money on some advertising, follow the blog strategy. I know that I'm kind of conflicting myself by giving you two different answers. It just depends on you at that point in time. So,
well, it's good because what you've mentioned is actually very similar to what I've told the students to do, which is, hey, the people are searching for something. Give them what they're looking for. And as you give it to them, that's how you turn around and sell what you want.
Yes.
You know, and you're doing exactly that. LPGen, what's the domain for that? Is that the lead page one?
Yeah, it's lead page generator, and it's just LPGen, LPGEN.com.
Okay.
I don't make any money off of that anymore. But it's a great tool. It's been on the expensive side. I would say if you're just getting started out, funds are limited. I believe the tool's $400 or $500. Go with the blog strategy. You know, WordPress is free. Your time's not free, but it's definitely doesn't cost you. Well, it could cost you, but a domain's $8, and WordPress is free. And some articles over at Articles, you can have, you know, a couple articles and some mini posts and some posts created for less than $30. So.
Yeah, and they can also make sure just log into the members area and download the templates that we created, because we actually gave them about 10 different templates that I went out and tested. I mean, seriously, about 40 hours of testing. And so they've got some templates that they can use to do exactly what we're talking about. So now, what do you think about iframe? You know, does that work or does that not work?
It still works. It still works.
Okay, so you can create a page, make it, you know, Google certified, not Google certified, but quality score certified, and just use an iframe and have your offer inside that page, and that'll be fine with Google.
You can do that. Do I think that's a long-term strategy? No, I don't think that's a long-term strategy. Does it work today? It works today. So
yeah, or it's good until a Google rep, you know, finds out.
That's the best answer right there. And when
yeah.
a Google rep finds
yeah.
out and they manually review your site, guess what? That you now have a poor quality score, and you're paying $10 a click.
You know, and it goes back to what I tell them. I say, you know, think business, not product sales. You know, if you're thinking product sales, you're looking for every way to game the system.
Yep.
If you're thinking business, you're thinking long term, then you're doing things the right way. You know,
it requires more work up front.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Awesome. So, folks, that answers the question. I think, you know, the next thing I have is, should you always build a landing page? I think the answer is yes, in my opinion. What do you think of direct linking? You know, because a lot of people, you know, some people are lazy. They don't want to do the work. They want to direct link, and there's always going to be the issue of quality score with direct linking. But do you have any other thoughts on direct linking?
I think direct linking here's my honest thoughts on direct linking. I think it is great if you're mass testing, because you oftentimes you will know quickly if something's working before you get slammed. And I think that is a situation where that's fine. Now, on the other hand, okay, mind you, I think the strategy is good. I don't do a whole lot of it myself, simply because I follow the blog or the LP Gen strategy. But there is what was the name of it? It was a recent product that came out that said direct linking is still, you know, 100% viable. I can't speak from authority on that one, so I don't know. I say that there are people like there's a few people here recently that have been teaching AdWords type stuff that have said that they do extensive direct linking, but that's probably better coming from you than me.
Yeah. See, what will happen with direct linking is you're going to get hit with the quality score, because typically these, you know, you're trying to get ranking for 100, 200 different keywords, and typically the way that you do that is you have different landing pages that's targeted towards different themes, and so that affiliate page that they send you, maybe it's optimized for two or three keywords. So here you spend all the time and energy, you send 100 keywords to it. What will happen is you'll get in quick. And just like you said, what you should do is see if you can get in quick, see if it's working or not. And by the time Google comes around in 2 or 3 days and says, sorry, we want $100 per click, you should know if that offer works. And if it's working, boom, go out and get your own domain name and set up, you know, a page and, you know, optimize it, because you know that offer works. And that happened last week. There was a test that I was doing. I sent the traffic directly to the offer. It was a CPA offer. And within, you know, couple hours, the thing did $100 profit. So now what I'm doing is I bought a couple domain names, I'm researching more keywords, and I'm going to set up the page, and then I'm going to send the traffic to it. So, because if I was able to do a hundred with just, you know, a couple keywords, well, what happens now if I have my own page and I can have my own stuff and send that traffic? It should do very well. The next question we got here, this is actually one question from one person, but there's like 10 questions in there.
Oh, nice.
This person's actually pretty smart. You know, they've got some really good questions here. And one of them, for example, is, when an affiliate manager pushes an offer on you that you did not request, how often is it something new that they need to push or something really good that they want you to try?
Since most affiliate managers are incentive-driven, very, very rarely is it something that has just been proven on the network. It's oftentimes something new. They're getting some kind of performance incentive for you pushing it, or for them to get enough publishers to push it. It's often a new offer in the network that is, you know, that they'll tell you that it's a hot offer. But, you know, basically they, you know, a new advertiser's come in. The new advertiser, you know, the company on the, you know, on the insertion order, they stated that they want, say, you know, 2,000 leads a day, and you know, it's the affiliate manager's job to get that campaign ramped up. So how else do they get it ramped up? They go to their top guys with the most traffic that have a clue, and do what they can to push them to run that offer. Whether or not it converts or not, that's another story. So,
so I guess that answered that question.
Yep. That's from the inside.
And how about non-public offers? You know, is that something that exists? Is it a myth? And if there are non-public offers, how do you get a piece of that?
Well, I'm sure the
non-public offers must be something that's kind of like either it's really good or something it's reserved for the good guys or something.
Yeah, yeah, and oftentimes they have a lead cap on them, meaning that advertisers will only accept so many leads per day, either being sale or leads, and those are often there are exclusive offers that only the top tier publishers get their hands on. There are a couple ways to get your hands on them. One, prove yourself that you're a super publisher, if that's such a term. Prove to them that you have a clue and you can drive traffic. And oftentimes they'll just naturally bring you into their inner circle because they know that you know what you're doing. Another time is just to ask. Just, say, hey, do you have any exclusive offers that aren't available to the public? May have a lot less competition, but are still converting well, something that I could test out. Do you have anything like that? It could go either way. Some affiliate managers will tell you, sure, here, test this one. Let's see how you do with it. Others will be like, no, so it goes both ways on those.
And what is one of two things that you can say to an affiliate manager to show that, you actually know what's going on? What's one of two questions you can ask that affiliate manager is going to say, oh, this guy actually knows his stuff?
Have stats and have stats within their network. There's nothing more important to a network when you're coming at them with requests is that have you made that network any money? It gets back to show me the money. Has the network made you have you made the network any money? And by that, have you run their offers successfully? If you've made a network money, they will do what they can to help you because it's in their best interest. Now, if you have not done anything with this network, you're brand new, you're coming at them with all these special requests, but you've not made them a penny, well, why would they help you? You could just be a pest,
Yeah.
You haven't shown them anything. So,
this is something I've been dying to ask. EPC, what exactly does it stand for? Can it be faked?
Earnings per click and yes. That's your answers. Earnings per click and yes.
So should the advertisers not even pay attention to that number?
Earnings per click can be faked depending on the type of traffic that's sent to it. You can have, you could have just like, it's the same thing could be said for affiliate marketing in the IM world as we know it. If you send 10 actions, or let's say 100 actions are sent to an offer, and there's 100, and all 100 take action, is that reality? No, but if you incentivize people enough to complete that action, well, then yes, it is reality. And so earnings per click is a very basic guide that tells you whether or not this offer has had actions completed on it. A good rule of thumb when you're just starting out and a very simple metric to look at is there an earnings per click of over $1? If there is, well, maybe you should test that offer. So
okay.
Is it a reliable metric? No, but it's a starting point.
Now, in terms of looking at different networks, in my opinion, MonClick is at the top. But some of these folks are going to join MonClick, which, it's MonClick.com. Make sure you go there today and register. That's, in my opinion, first of all, you guys know, there's very few recommendations that I make, and this is one of them. So you definitely want to go and get yourself started. But if they want to join other networks as well, they've had an opportunity to hear from you and know that you're a good guy. But how do they judge another network, or what makes one network better than the other? What should they look out for that says, hey, watch out from these guys? They may have a big name out there, but they're kind of doing shady things. What should they look for?
Yeah, there's top tier networks, there's second tier networks, and I'll just tell you, MonarchClick is a second tier network. And what makes a second tier network is the majority of our networks originate from the top tier networks. Now let's talk a little bit about top tier networks, because I think that while I want everybody to come and join MonarchClick, absolutely, I also think that it's absolutely crucial just for the range of offers that you're going to get to join one of the top tier networks. One of the originals that I have a very close relationship with, and I really, like the people over there, is CPAEmpire.com. They are now Affiliate.com, and so that's a top tier network that I trust. Some of the other ones, probably one of the better ones is HydraNetwork.com. The reason why I like Hydra is they kind of have excuse the language here, but they have a no BS policy. They will terminate a publisher for doing anything shady. And by doing that, they keep the integrity of the network very high, thus they're able to attract some of the best advertisers that have the best payouts. They're very friendly to talk to, and when you're requesting payout increases on offers that are working for you, they're very likely to respond if you're doing, if you're just running, nice, clean pay-per-click campaigns, stuff like that. There's a lot of fraud in the CPA industry. A lot of networks just simply can't catch it all. Probably the most aggressive in terms of catching and terminating publishers that do that is Hydra. So, it's a great network to work with. But the top tier networks, you have Affiliate.com, you have HydraNetwork.com, and AzugalAds.com. The rest of the networks, some may consider to be, call themselves top-tier networks, but more than likely, most of them are all second-tier networks like myself. While I using the word bottom feeder is not the best word to use, but, the fact is that they have the relationships with the advertisers, and networks like myself come in and leverage their relationships rather than creating a lot of exclusive relationships on our own. So. That's probably the best way to put that one.
And how about tracking? Because that's actually one that I've got a question on. I do tracking with products that I sell, but anything I've done in CPA, I'm actually not tracking. So what do you recommend for tracking, being able to tell, hey, here's the 100 keywords I'm using, and here's the ones that are making sales, without being able to add some code or image on the vendor's page?
Well, every single CPA network offers what's called sub-ID tracking. And sub-ID tracking allows you to put any variable within the URL itself. So within the URL itself, you don't have to touch the landing page. Just the URL itself, you can put a keyword or any other variable that you want. And then when the action is completed within your stats of that CPA network, you'll be able to go in, and as you're looking at your stats, it'll pass on that variable and say action completed yes or action completed no or total impressions, total actions, you name it. You can get pretty decent stats from just the sub-ID tracking alone. So, if you're tracking keywords, you're going to put, sub-ID for that keyword. And now, a newer feature, at least on the Direct Track, which is a platform that runs a lot of these CPA networks, you can even track up to 5 sub-IDs at one time. So depending on what you're doing, you have the capability and flexibility of tracking, 5 levels of sub-IDs. So depending on what type of, campaign you're running and where, you have that flexibility. So.
Okay. So folks, what you want to do is talk with your affiliate manager and find out how you can add sub-IDs to your link, and that will give you the ability to track, because we did have quite a few people ask us about tracking as well.
Well, as a matter of fact, most of the networks make it very easy in their help files to understand sub-ID tracking. So once you get approved as a publisher, and heck, even Hydra Network, the one of the beautiful things about them is right as you're grabbing your link from their offers, you can put your sub ID in, and it'll append your link right then and there. So it's sub ID is at tracking at the keyword level is essential. I mean, if you're not doing it, I guarantee you're losing money. So.
Awesome.
It's that.
So, do you have any parting words for our crew here after our nice hours together?
Yeah, stay ethical. Stay ethical. In the beginning, I alluded to this being a dirty business, and I'll go ahead and reveal why this is a dirty business.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's one thing we didn't get to, and it's a perfect segue to the end of this. This business is wrought with fraud. I mean, there are just so many people looking to game the systems, okay? And a lot of them get through and actually accomplish what they're looking to accomplish. And because of that, you know, a lot of advertisers drop out because they have been taken for so much money from these fraudsters that they can't run a profitable business. So, you know, in as a network, you know, we are fighting fraud daily, and we have so many systems in place to fight it, but a lot of times it's just a losing battle. So to have a publisher come in who is ethically promoting these offers and whose intent is to make the advertiser and themselves money, those are the publishers that are going to get the special treatment. Those are the publishers that are going to get the special bonuses. Those are the publishers people are going to want to talk to on the phone. So just come at it from the most ethical standpoint as you understand ethics. Just come at it, you know, come at it clean. You know, don't come at it with the intent of gaming the system. And with that being said, you know, you can only help but succeed. So.
And you know what? That totally makes 100% sense. And my whole course, everything is about how do you get into Google and do it legitimately? Because in my opinion, that yes, there's some things that you can do, and they'll work. But the problem is when you get caught, you are burnt. And I've always said if I get shut off by Google, I'm on the next flight to California. You know, that's what I have to do. So I would rather be legitimate than have to get on a flight to go to California and beg.
But it's that you look at it, it's your livelihood. It's how you feed your family. And when it comes to taking care of my family, you're going to do what it takes to make it happen, you know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if it requires, you know, you getting on that flight and showing up at Google's front door at 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, saying, please let me back in, you know, that's what you got to do.
Absolutely.
So.
Well, hey, this was awesome. I know you're busy, and I want to thank you for being on the call with us today, and I'm sure everyone was able to get some golden nuggets, because I actually have half a page of notes here that I've been writing things down myself. And if I can write things down, the folks who are listening to this should have been writing things down as well and making some notes on some things that they should implement. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of things you said today that there's no reason they can't implement ASAP. So I want to thank you for doing this and definitely appreciate that.
Hey, well, thanks for having me on. And anytime, man. I always enjoy talking to you. So if you ever want to do it again, you have some follow-up questions, just let me know. We'll run it. So.
Awesome.
All right, buddy.